Episode 2 of Apple TVs for All Mankind is now out on Apple TV. How was it? Let's talk about it, but first.
Let us begin.
Cheers, everybody. Welcome to Bruce Stilled. I'm your host, Brandon, and for this episode of Bruce Stilled, I'll be recapping Apple TV's Episode 2 of For All Mankind, their fourth season. So far, we're two episodes in the fourth season of For All Mankind from Apple TV, and the storylines continue to brew and distill, as Episode 2 for the fourth season really did focus more on what I saw as character study, which I definitely believe is essential for Season 4 as it starts to develop early, and also a really good episode as well, as we saw more development in our characters, from the veteran characters to the new ones. Before I begin my recap though, what beer am I pairing for this episode of Bruce Stilled and for episode 2 of Apple TV's For All Mankind, the fourth season? Well, that beer is called Therapist from Dust Bowl Brewing in Turlock, California. Therapist IPA is a hop-centric imperial IPA that'll definitely leave you wanting more. At over 100 IBUs, Therapist IPA from Dust Bowl Brewing is really easy to drink. It has a very big, bold, hoppy flavor with a strong hoppy aroma, with flavors of citrus, tropical fruit, and pine, which definitely come off strong in the flavor, particularly the pine. For me, the pine really stood out the most. I definitely did taste the tropical flavors, but the pine was also overpowering at the same time, but not in a bad way. Therapist IPA from Dust Bowl is also very unique because it's not only hoppy, but also very malty as well with the flavor, making this a very unique IPA that might be an acquired taste for most craft beer enthusiasts, in particular those who love IPAs. For the appearance, it has a gold coloring with a nice foamy head on top that does remain as long as you have the right glassware. The ABV is also 10.4%. Also, for the flavor, there is also some bitterness, but also does go away as you progress when sipping this beer. And also for a show like For All Mankind, and where all the characters are facing their own personal struggles and their own demons, therapy is also essential, as some of these characters find therapy in their own ways, seeing how they're navigating careers in outer space and also on planet Earth. So this beer, Therapist, from Dust Bowl Brewing, really does fit well with For All Mankind, as this beer also fits well with an outer space mentality and also personal struggles in one's own life. Again, the beer is called Therapy from Dust Bowl Brewing in Turlock, California. Definitely do check it out. So here goes my recap of For All Mankind, Episode 2 from the 4th season on Apple TV. If you've not seen the show and you want to watch the show, do not proceed forward because there will be spoilers. Ready? Well, here we go. Episode 2 For All Mankind's Apple TV, the 4th season starts off on Mars with a new character Miles landing on Mars for his job assignment on Mars. Now, Miles is full of hope, optimism, and also inspired by what he sees on Mars as he lands, partially given from the recruitment videos from Helios on what Miles can expect while working on Mars, but also not as all as what it seems when he lands on Mars. First, the orientation on Mars is really straightforward and also not very diplomatic. The human services manager tells the new recruits, and also Miles, that their stay on Mars will not be pleasant and also will last for 2 years. Miles, though, isn't fazed by this. He wanted to get on Mars very badly in order to save his family and to keep his family. And also, though, reality starts to slowly set in for Miles on this new world for him and also his new job opportunity on Mars. First, he gets introduced as bunkmates as he shares a room with other people who also been on Mars for quite some time, as you can tell, given their state of mind. He takes a bunk and finds a photo of Parker with his family in his bunk, showing that Parker, that was his former bunk, and Miles is taking Parker's former bunk. Sam, who is Parker's friend during an accident where Parker was killed, takes the photo away and also appears very cold to Miles as well. It appears that Sam is very leery of newcomers, and at this moment right now, Miles is a newcomer. It turns out that Mars was not what Miles expected it to be. He gets his first work assignment, as Miles expected to be drilling on Mars, but turns out to be another HVAC technician on Mars, doing maintenance on air conditioners on Mars. Miles is not very happy with this. He says it was a mistake, but is also told that given the accident in Episode 1 on the asteroid, that all drilling operations on asteroids are placed on indefinite hold, and that Miles will be preparing air conditioners on Mars. Something that Miles doesn't sit well with, and also is not very happy with it as well. Throughout the episode, Miles learns more about Mars, the culture on Mars, and isn't very happy. There is a moment later in the episode where he takes it up with his human services manager, and where Miles voices his displeasure with his life on Mars and his work duties. It is then that Ed is walking by and intervenes in the encounter. Ed tries to give Miles a very mediocre and rather half-assed pep talk about life on Mars by asking Miles where he is now. Kal-El. Miles replies by saying he's in a hallway on the base in Mars in Happy Valley. Ed replies that Miles is on Mars, and that Mars is trying to kill everyone on Mars every chance that Mars gets. He tries to inspire Miles, but also fails in the process. We also do see a lot about the working conditions on Mars, as workers do have shared rooms. They got very crappy internet access. Miles tries over and over again to watch videos from his family back on Earth to get updates on where they're at, but the bandwidth is also very slow, as he got very slow internet service. But also in this scene concurrently, we see a split screen with Danielle, who's now also on Mars as well, and Miles, showing the lives of Danielle on Mars, and also Miles on Mars as well. Danielle, given her position on Mars, has much better living conditions, better internet service, better food, her own room with a window, and also showing a much happier life on her position on Mars and given her status. As for people like Miles, they get the exact opposite. They got slow internet, bad coffee, bad water, and also shared room and no windows. It really does show that the working conditions on Mars are very much isolated for those who work for Helios, pretty much because they're seen as the help, and also not like the others living on top on Mars, such as Danielle. There's also a moment later in the episode where Miles is looking at his very first paycheck and sees several deductions. Miles learns that he's making less money on Mars than he did on Earth, and struggles to see how he's going to explain this to his wife and kids back on Earth. But also later in this episode, Miles grows on Sam, and Sam no longer appears leery to Miles, as she appears more friendly to Miles. She overheard Miles trying to send a voicemail back to his family on Earth, and where Miles cannot bear to send a message because it's so negative and also full of lies as well. Miles wants to be honest with his family about his life on Mars, so he can't bear to send a voicemail. Sam overhears this and takes Miles to what is the speakeasy on Mars. From what I see with the speakeasy, it's also serving as a black market. The guy who runs the speakeasy does run a black market as well, and something tells me that this speakeasy is where Ed also gets his marijuana from what we saw in episode 1. For this scene, Miles has made a new friend with Sam, and I'm starting to wonder, will Miles and Sam become a couple on Mars? Because during Miles' orientation, there was a moment in the episode where we saw condoms on Mars, with a sign saying, take all you want. I think something between Sam and Miles will happen. They're going to grow attracted to one another because they're isolated on Mars for several years, away from planet Earth. They might crave more companionship than what they have right now from this episode, but right now that's a theory I have, but I can't wait to see what happens further in the series between these two. Because they're different from our main characters, they're rank and file, probably not even that. They're workers on Mars, they're seen as below and beneath the upper status astronauts on Mars, such as Ed, who looks down on Helios workers. For the Danielle storyline, just like Miles, Danielle arrives on Mars for her new assignment as a commander of Happy Valley, taking the place of the former leader, given the events from the asteroid incident from episode 1. For Danielle, she reunites with Ed after arriving on Mars. It's a very interesting reunion, actually. Ed is more absorbed into Mars, while Danielle's new to Mars, and also full of hope as well, and also brings a fresh perspective to Mars, opposite of Ed's. Also, during the orientation that Danielle has on Mars, as she is walking with Ed, she sees Lee, our North Korean astronaut from season 3, as he's now back on Mars as well. Danielle tries to greet Lee, but Lee's also very standoffish, and also practically ignoring Danielle. Eventually, Lee does greet Danielle in a very brief greeting, and then leaves with his North Korean colleague. Danielle wonders what's going on with Lee, given his greeting that she had, or lack thereof, and Ed tells Danielle that Lee is back on Mars as a recent arrival, and the North Koreans want to keep an eye on him. This does tell me that even though Lee was the first astronaut on Mars, the very first man on Mars, that he, in my view, is not being valued by the North Korean government, and it shows in this scene. For Danielle, she takes charge on Mars really quickly. She holds a meeting with the other astronauts and representatives from other nations on Mars, and it appears they're very happy to see Danielle in charge on Mars, as she brings a fresh perspective and also one full of diplomacy and also empathy. Danielle takes a tour of the base on Mars. There is a very brief moment in the elevator. She's walking out of the elevator, and Miles is walking in. They acknowledge each other very briefly, but also does show that Danielle does sense unhappiness with the Helios workers on Mars. She brings this up to Ed in the cafeteria, where they have much better food and better living conditions. Ed doesn't really take Danielle very seriously on this by telling Danielle that Helios workers are on Mars just for the money, while Ed, Danielle, and the astronauts are there for the exploration and to advance space technology and the human race. Despite this, though, Danielle also makes it aware that she knows about the very poor internet speed for the Helios workers, and she orders immediate repairs on a satellite in orbit in order to have the Helios workers have better internet access and to send messages to families on Mars. In my view, from what I see, Danielle brings a lot of empathy for the Helios workers, and she wants to change the culture on Mars, which in my view right now is very toxic. But also Ed doesn't appear to have a lot of empathy for the Helios workers, and is more focused on his own goals and for the astronauts' points of view, and for what he sees as his own mission on Mars. But also Ed, in my view, is disconnected in this episode, and also from episode 1. I definitely do believe that Ed has been in space far too long, and it also is announced in this episode he's been on Mars for 8 years. Now, we all know that Ed's always been like this. He's more focused on his own goals, his own mission. He really doesn't seem to acknowledge the empathy and the concerns for those around him, and feels more focused on his own self. Ed, for the most part, is a very selfish guy in this series, and I think it gets worse in this episode, and I definitely do believe it will get worse and more noticeable in season 4 as season 4 does progress. But also, Danielle is the exact opposite, and being the commander of Happy Valley, she's going to bring change, and also very positive change as well. And so far, it's working quite well. The question is, when will Danielle face her first challenge on Mars? Because I definitely do believe those are coming. So far, it's been too perfect for Danielle on Mars, so eventually, she's going to have to address a challenge on Mars. I just don't know when that will be, but I definitely do believe it is coming. To go back on Earth, we see Leda no longer works for NASA. She's at home facing struggles with mental illness and PTSD from the experiences at the NASA headquarters bombing from the end of season 3. At 3 a.m., her husband wakes up and finds Leda taking the television apart, as Leda, in my view, is looking for a sense of purpose and also is lost in a state of mind, given that she no longer is with NASA, where it appears right now she's on leave from NASA. Leda's husband does tell her that her current state of mind is starting to affect not only him, but also their kids, as her home life continues to deteriorate. Her husband encourages Leda to go back to therapy, but Leda doesn't want more therapy by feeling it will no longer help her and not bring the solutions that she needs. Eventually, later in the episode, Leda does go back to NASA to speak with Eli, the current NASA administrator, who holds Margo's old position. They talk, and Eli does tell Leda maybe she should go back to therapy in order to resolve her mental health issues before coming back to NASA. Eventually, though, Eli does come around and also does offer Leda her old job back, but also makes a mention of Margo, which causes Leda to have a flashback to the bombing at NASA headquarters, as any mention of Margo is a trigger for Leda and her for PTSD and her anxiety. Leda blacks out and zones out, and when she snaps back to reality, she turns down the job offer from Eli and tells Eli that she's quitting NASA on the spot and leaves his office, despite Eli trying to encourage Leda to come back. For Leda's character development in the series so far, I definitely do believe that Leda is definitely out of place at NASA. We saw that in episode 1. She was no longer in the zone at NASA. She felt out of place. So my current theory right now is Leda's going to develop in a different way in season 4. She's no longer with NASA. I think NASA left Leda more than Leda left NASA, because without Margo, Leda really had no one to talk to at NASA. No friend, no mentor. And I definitely do believe that NASA didn't really value Leda and what she brought to the table. We saw that in episode 1, in which she no longer held her old job at NASA, she's back to being more rank and file. So in my view, Leda did the right thing by leaving NASA behind, because NASA is not what it used to be when Leda was there. So kudos to Leda for doing what she did in this episode. Pretty much because Leda was meant for bigger things, and those bigger things are not at NASA. Now, going to the Kelly Baldwin storyline, Kelly is still working at NASA on a research project using robots from Dev's robotic company. But also, just like Leda, Kelly faces her own issues with NASA as well. She's not valued by NASA, and we see that in the scene in where Eli pays a visit to Kelly and tells Kelly that despite her hard work and her progress on her project, that her funding is being shut down and her project will be shut down indefinitely. Kelly is shocked. He tries to tell Eli that she made a lot of progress and a lot of work is being done, but Eli doesn't listen. It is later in the episode, and we're back at the old outpost. Remember that bar where beloved astronauts met in seasons 1 and 2? Well, the outpost no longer does exist, sadly. It's now been turned into a Mexican restaurant in Houston with a really festive vibe. Leda goes to this restaurant after her day at NASA and finds Kelly there studying her project at a booth. Leda goes there, she introduces herself to Kelly, but Kelly also knows who Leda is as well, as it was Leda who developed the project and the plan that saved Kelly and her child back in the events of season 3 by escaping from Mars. They have a very nice introduction, a nice camaraderie, and over shots of tequila, they both get drunk, and drunk big time. They're making confessions about their lives, and also make a plan to toilet paper Eli's house. Whether or not that happened, we don't know, because Kelly wakes up in Elaida's house, hungover, and on Elaida's couch, with Elaida's daughter looking at Kelly, and Elaida's daughter tells Kelly she vomited recorded it on their carpet. A really funny scene, actually, with nice comic relief. For Kelly, she is shocked about his revelation, and also is very apologetic at the same time. Elaine's husband then comes in. He actually doesn't mind what happened the night before. He's actually happy about it because Kelly and Elaine meeting is actually good for the two of them, and also for Elaine's mental health. Kelly finds Elaine in the kitchen, and also Elaine is working on a project that can secure multi-million-dollar funding for Kelly's project. At first, Kelly doesn't know what to say about this because she doesn't want to leave NASA, but is also very happy to find out that Elaine will join her on this new venture, showing that Elaine and Kelly will join forces in the business world. Now this, I like. And also, Elaine's husband is very happy at this revelation because it appears that Elaine is now coming to a new adventure and also out of the woods from her past crisis, and Kelly is also doing that as well by attuning to find a new purpose outside of NASA and towards a new future for themselves and their families. For Margot back in Russia, now at first I thought Margot was not going to be in this episode because how long it was going without any mention of Margot. However, Margot wakes up at her apartment in Russia. We sort of know yet what city she's in, actually. She wakes up, she goes outside, the guy that watches her apartment isn't there, and the streets are quiet. You can tell right away it's very ominous. She goes to her bread shop. The guy at the bread store doesn't want to speak to Margot very much by saying she needs to go home. Furthermore, back at her apartment, Margot saw nothing on TV, as it appears she expected something on television. After Margot leaves her bread store, she goes to the park where normally she hangs out to buy a newspaper, only to see her favorite newspaper stand is being shut down by the police. There's a crisis at the park. She has no idea what is going on. There's mention about where is Gorbachev, and it is clear Russia is sinking into a major crisis, as definitely was expected in this season, but I never expected it to happen so soon. Margot tries to intervene, but she's knocked to the ground, and her and along with others are taken into police custody in Russia. And that is where the episode ends. So overall, I liked this episode. It was really detailed and also had a lot of character study by building the story of season 2. We saw more about Miles and his storyline, and I definitely do believe we'll see more in him in this season, and I definitely do believe something will happen to him and Sam. Also for Danielle meeting Ed back in Mars and their reunion, and seeing more about Margot, even was very brief back in Moscow and her upcoming crisis. But also really stood out in this episode was Elaine and Kelly joining forces. I definitely can't wait to see what happens next for these two, because I definitely do believe the future of the series is with Elaine and also Kelly. And also this episode further showed why these characters in the series are so relatable. I mean, I definitely feel all these characters in the series are like family. It feels like you know them personally. That's how well done the series is, and we saw that in this episode, and I can't wait to see what happens next in episode 3 for season 4 for All Mankind from Apple TV. Now for my questions and observations, my first one is the ending. The ending was wild. Margot being taken to Russian police custody, can you imagine Margot in a Russian jail? I mean, Jesus, I don't even want to think about it. I definitely do think she'll get out of it, and here's why. She got that business card from the woman in the park, that mysterious woman. I think this is a coup happening in Russia right now. Given Russia's history, I definitely do believe in this alternate timeline that there's a coup going on in Russia against Gorbachev. I definitely do believe that is what's happening in Russia right now, which is a coup against Gorbachev, which happened towards the end of the Cold War, but instead it's happening in the year 2003, and Margot's getting caught up in the whole mess. So for Margot, I definitely do believe this mysterious woman at the park will be her saving grace. She'll get Margot out of this jam, and probably incorporate Margot into possibly a whole new Russian government in the event this coup actually does take place and actually does succeed. Margot will probably be in a lot of trouble for now, but I definitely do believe it'll be very brief. Also, I definitely do believe that Margot will probably play a bigger role in Russia's space program after this is all sorted out. But that is just my current theory right now, so we'll see what happens in episode 3 when we see more about this coup, because I definitely do believe this coup will trigger major crisis on Earth and also get all the way back to Mars and probably cause tension between the Russian crew and the American crew on Happy Valley on Mars. So we'll see what happens in episode 3 in season 4 of For All Mankind, and also what's going on in Russia at the end from this episode, and how it also involves Margot. For my other one, that is the Elaine and Kelly alliance. I can't wait to see what happens between Elaine and Kelly. It's a good pairing and a good team. I love Elaine and Kelly as characters. They do great for the series, and seeing them team up in a business venture will bring a great element to the storyline, but also who will finance their business venture? Here's who I think that'll be. I think Dev will come back in the season by funding Kelly and Elaine's business venture. They got to get the money from somewhere, and I think Dev will be the guy to do that, and that'll be his return in this series. Dev has to come back eventually, and I definitely do believe that opening will be by funding Kelly and Elaine's business venture, and I can't wait to see what happens in that storyline. For the other one, that is, a toxic culture on Mars. Mars. It is clear that the workers in Mars are getting treated like shit, and it's bullshit to see that because what Miles is going through in Mars, along with his fellow workers, is inexcusable, and I definitely do believe that Danielle will put a stop to that. Danielle does show empathy and concern for the workers on Mars, despite Ed, but Danielle is in charge at Mars, and she sees what's going on with the workers on Mars, and I definitely do believe that Danielle put a stop to this toxic culture on Mars that we're seeing right now, and what we saw in episode 2. But also for Miles, Miles is being away from Earth for 2 years, and Sam right now is a good friend to him. I definitely do believe that Sam and Miles will probably get together in a probably romantic way. I just don't see it not happening, because Miles being away from his family, and Sam being right now his only friend on Mars, at least in terms of a close friend, I just can't help but think those two will probably explode into some kind of romance on Mars. It's too soon to tell, but I definitely do see that going into that direction, despite the fact that Miles does have a family back on Earth. So I definitely expect to see possibly a blossoming romance between Sam and Miles. Maybe Miles might not be into it, but I definitely do see Sam initiating that kind of venture. Also, for the black market on Mars, on Happy Valley, I think this black market is where Ed's getting his marijuana, and also with Ed smoking marijuana on Mars, there has been no mention of legalized marijuana on Mars and Dawson's alternate timeline. Can Ed smoking marijuana on Mars probably bring him down on Mars and lead to a pretty unique storyline in his story arc for season 4? That there could also be another storyline we see in season 4 in terms of Ed and his health struggles and how marijuana falls into that, and also just exactly where he's getting the marijuana. I think it's from the black market in Happy Valley. We'll definitely get our answer for this as the season does progress, but I also do wonder if it'll have consequences for Ed along the way. For now though, that is where I'll leave it, and that should do it for me this episode of Bruce Stilled. Please do tell your friends and family about this podcast, and please rate this podcast on your desired podcast directory, as feedback is always appreciated. Also, check out this podcast over on Instagram at Bruce Stilled Podcast over on Instagram, and the Bruce Stilled Podcast is also Blue Sky Social. Please stay tuned for future recaps of the 4th season of For All Mankind on Apple TV, coverage of the 2023 NFL season and for the House Lombardi, guest interviews, other topics of interest, and more. In the meantime, please do enjoy this good beer, bourbon, whiskey in this November month. I'm your host Brandon, thank you for joining me, and I'll see you all next time. Until then, be brewed, and be distilled, folks. Cheers.